The Trump administration has proposed trimming funding for the nation's national parks. The administration calls it a balanced approach, but others say the spending plan is headed down the wrong path. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke told congressional budget makers Thursday this is what a balanced budget looks like.
It does encourage some innovation. It encourages us to look at public-private partnerships where we can, particularly our national parks.
Zinke hinted at how offshore oil revenues could erase the $12 billion maintenance backlog at the national parks, and how it might be smarter to have contractors handling transportation. Earlier in the week, he suggested privatizing more park services like campgrounds. Overall, the Trump administration proposes 13% less funding. John Garter follows the budget for the nonprofit National Parks Conservation Association.
If enacted, it would be the worst budgetary cut for the Park Service since World War II. To call the cuts draconian would almost be an understatement.
That would mean the growing crowds would have fewer rangers to rely on, thousands fewer. It also would mean shutting down facilities and scaling back programs, like conservation. Joette Langanese leads the Friends of Arches and Canyonlands National Parks. She points out that those parks employed 125 people full-time when there were just 500,000 visitors a year.
The visitation has increased by 1 million people in 15 years, but the staffing levels have stayed the same. And if they cut them more, then that means we're going to have less staff and we're going to continue having the increased visitation because people love to come to our national parks.
Langanese says nonprofits like hers can pick up some of the slack, but they're not in a position to tackle problems like the ramshackle amphitheater benches at Hovenweep. Judy Fays, KUER News.